Praise the Lord and good morning, church. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We are so, so grateful to the Lord and honored to bless the name of Jesus today. Well, let me encourage you from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. It says, "No temptation has seized you or overtaken you except what is common to man. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it," or you will be able to bear it. God will make a way of escape. Wow. My dear brothers and sisters, human beings have got three phases of life. Either they are entering a storm, or they are in the middle of the storm, or they are out of the storm. But let me encourage you that through all the crisis situations are often important and pivotal points in our lives, our response to these traumatic times, the times of the one when we lose our loved one, a change in employment, a mistreatment by a trusted friend, will be the foundation stones upon which our lives are built. Maintaining the glow of our first love for God despite all the stresses of life is of paramount importance. When I was listening to this beautiful hymn in the Hour of Trial, I'll give the link to you to hear it as well. It was written by James Montgomery, and his context of writing was Peter's denial of his Lord Jesus Christ in the courtyard of the high priest, referenced in Mark 14:54 and 66-72. When Peter denied Jesus, it broke Jesus' heart, though it was Jesus told him, "You'll deny me." Jesus knew about it. Jesus knew about the betrayal of Judas. Jesus knew about the denial of Peter. And Jesus also knew that none of the disciples will show up when he's hanging naked on the cross of Calvary. Well, when we go through trying times, in the Hour of Trial also teaches that believers like Peter are capable of rebelling and straying from the fellowship of the Lord. And the Bible gives this warning to us in 1 Corinthians 10:12. If you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. Very important. The antidote to sin's allurements is the ability to keep our minds centered on Christ and his redemptive work for us. And like Peter, we can have our fellowship with God restored when we return to him in brokenness and true humility. Peter's remorse was the start of his spiritual greatness. Like Peter, we must let our pride and self-sufficiency become our Christ confidence if our lives are to count for the Lord. Amen. So be sensitive to the possibility of denying your Lord even in some small word or deed. Share with yet another believer who has strayed from God the truth of a new beginning with Christ. Remember, right from Genesis to Revelation, the Bible is all about restoration, and God is interested in that. Cross reminds us of that, of restoration. The death of Jesus reminds us of that, that he died just not like that, but he died to restore our relationship with God the Father in heaven. Amen? Let's pray. Father in heaven, we are so, so grateful to you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. Yet another opportunity to praise you, yet another opportunity to bless your name, yet another opportunity to confess that you are our Lord, our God. Lord, yet another opportunity that if we have strayed away from you, that we'll return back to us, Savior, with remorse and with repentance and say, "Lord, here am I, change me and transform me." Lord God Almighty, the best prayer that we can make is, "Lord, change me. I pray that you will change me. I pray that everyone who hears this prayer, you will change them." Lord God Almighty, Father, change us in the likeness of your Son, Jesus. The very characteristics of God will be inherited by us. The nature of God will be visible in us. That's what I pray. Today, Lord God Almighty, I lift up your flock into your hands. These are your people, bought by your blood, filled by you with your Holy Spirit. I pray that you'll perfect everything that concerneth their lives. Bless the work of their hands. Establish them, flourish them, prosper them in every area of the living, oh Father. As they step out to the jobs, the businesses, and running the errands for the day, I pray that your grace and glory will abound upon them. Peradventure, if any one of us is sick, I speak the word of healing to flow from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. For healing is the birthright of believers. You were beaten 39 times before you died on the cross, so that you will deal with our sicknesses and then with our sins. We want to say thank you for that. Oh Lord God Almighty, we thank you for saving our souls. Thank you for healing our bodies. And we give you all the praise and glory, honor and dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.